Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Eye. Today, I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me from the Michigan Historical Center, part of the Michigan Department of Natural Resources, Lori Perkins. Lori, how are you today?
I'm fine, Kevin. Thank you for inviting me on your program.
Oh, glad to have you on. We're going to talk about the Tawas Point Lighthouse Keepers Program. There are some opportunities this coming year, especially through the Friends of the Tawas Point Lighthouse and State Park. So there's some opportunities right here in our own backyard, isn't there?
Yes, if you love lighthouses, this is a program for you. And we're hoping that folks will go to the website and fill out the application and become a Tawas Point Lighthouse Keeper.
Right.
It's a two-week program, and we're hoping for lots of folks to sign up.
Okay, so now what do they do if they sign up for this and they end up becoming a Lighthouse Keeper at Tawas Point? What are some of their responsibilities? What will they be doing this summer?
Well, primarily they'll be responsible for giving tours to the public. We get thousands and thousands of folks who visit the lighthouse during the summer months. And this is an opportunity to be an ambassador for Tawas, the lighthouse, the community, and meet people from all over the world. So we have keepers who come from all over the United States as well as Michigan. And we're hoping for some Tawas locals. I think they're the ones that probably know best and know the history of Tawas. So last year we had a couple of folks who had wanted to be part of the program from Tawas. So we're hoping we can get some more Tawas residents to be good ambassadors for the community.
All right. So all they've got to do is fill out the form. Now, what website do they go to, Lori?
They can go to the Michigan History Center website or to the Friends of Tawas Point website. Either website will get you to the application. It's pretty simple read. You read down through it, answer the questions. Return the application. You have until midnight, February 11th, to fill that application out. So a couple of weeks, but those weeks will pass by really fast. So this is something you might be interested in. Don't wait to get that application.
Indeed. Now, is this open to pretty much all ages?
No, you have to be 18 years of age or older, and you have to be able to physically climb the 85 steps to the top of the tower at least twice a day.
All right. Now, is this a volunteer thing or is it a paid position?
Well, it's paid because we offer a residency. You're actually living in the lighthouse.
Oh, wow.
You're not coming and going. So if you want to take a little mini vacation from your house there in Tawas, you can come and stay in the lighthouse. It averages out to about $25 a night or $250 per person for your two-week stay.
Indeed.
So I think that's a pretty good bargain.
Yes.
You get your mornings and evenings off to explore the community. And if you're already a resident, you can run and do your chores and come back.
I would imagine.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I would imagine that the positions are filling up fast, so they need to get to the website and sign up ASAP.
Yes, I already have folks who have signed up, and we're hoping for a few more. But we have 11 slots of 2 weeks, and we're hoping for teams of four. It takes four people to really pull this program off really efficiently and be good ambassadors for the lighthouse. So we need one person up at the top of the tower, one person at the bottom of the tower to make sure folks get up and down those 85 steps easy. One person to chat with folks and share the history of Tawas Point Lighthouse. And we have some period rooms, a kitchen, living bedroom area, and summer kitchen where folks can learn the history of Tawas Point. And then we need somebody at the main door to check those tickets as folks come in and organize the group so that we can get folks in and out. Because there's high demand, and we have only about four or five slots of opportunities for people to actually go inside the lighthouse for the public. So, but the keepers live there 24/7 during their 2 week stay, and the last year's keepers said they had a real experience with the wind blowing off the point, as you're all aware of.
Sure,
and they said they never felt a more real experience than when the wind kept pounding on the building.
So. I believe that for sure. So if you're interested, sign up to become a lighthouse keeper at Tawas Point Lighthouse and State Park this summer. And joining us, she is the historian for the Tawas Point Lighthouse from the Michigan Historical Center, Lori Perkins. Lori, thanks for joining us here on Michigan Sunrise Out today.
Yes, and a shout out to all the friends of Tawas Point. I appreciate them, and they're our best ambassadors yet. So.